Back here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're joined now by head coach of the Central College baseball team, Adam Carey, recapping the spring season for Central Baseball. And coach, looking back on this season, I know that there was some highs, there were some lows, but when you just kind of look back on this season and try to describe it, what would be some of the things that come to mind when you just look at overall the spring of 2025 for Central Baseball?
Yeah, I would say a lot of growth from day to day and overall from a cultural standpoint and understanding of what we expect within our program. But then when you look at on the field, a lot of ups and downs. It was a really, really young team who were learning how to win the close games. You know, we lost a lot of close ones this year. We look at conference play. I think we had 11 of our losses in conference play were by four runs or less. And that's something we've got to learn how to win those close ones. And then, you know, we also saw a lot of the upside throughout the year too. So it's just a matter of becoming more consistent, understanding our process, doing things the way that we do things, and staying consistent no matter what, whatever point we're at in the game, making sure we know how to step on a throat when it's time to win a game and know how to come back when you're down one or two runs middle late in the game and find a way to win.
Absolutely. And we're going to come back and talk about some of the growth with the players here in just a moment, but when we look kind of at the season, kind of break it down, it was kind of like two different parts of the season for the Dutch. It was the spring trip to Florida as well as some non-conference games once you get back home, and then the conference season. We're going to start with that non-conference portion of the year. Got off to a really good start, it felt like, in Florida, and some of those non-conference games gave yourselves a pretty good boost going into those conference games. When you just look back on that portion of the season, how vital was that for this team to start off the year well and just kind of get some of those wins under your belt early going into conference play?
Yeah, you know, that spring trip was a blast. You know, the trip itself, the games on the field, off the field, our guys had a ton of fun. We caught our stride a little bit on the field, really swung it well, which is always the thing you're worried about in February, March, when you've been inside all winter. How are we going to swing it when we get outside and we see an arm wearing a different colored uniform? What's that going to be like? And we started off the season really, really strong. So that was exciting, and it was really important, you know, to make sure that we got off on the right foot and learn what we need to learn at the same time. And I felt like we did that throughout the non-conference.
I would definitely agree with that. I'm looking at the conference season. I know that there was a lot of weekends where it was like you come away with – you got off to a big start there in conference play. That series win up at the University of Dubuque, which was a huge win. I think it was the first time in I want to say about 10 years or so that you guys have won a series up there at Dubuque. And just being able to pick that up was a great builder. But from there, things just kind of seemed to go awry for the Dutch. Just couldn't quite get the wins strung together there to give yourselves that conference tournament berth. When you just kind of look back at conference play, what's kind of the general consensus that you and the coaching staff came away with from the way that the Dutch competed against their fellow American Rivers Conference squads?
Yeah, something we've talked a lot about as a coaching staff is how much parity there is in our conference. You know, top to bottom, 1 through 9, you don't have room for error. And we started off great, you know, playing at UD and against a really good program that Coach Spain is running up there. And we played really well all weekend, played consistent baseball all weekend. We saw in Game 3 what happens when you do make a few mistakes. You know, they beat us pretty good in Game 3. And we knew kind of going into conference play that the whole thing is a gauntlet. And we followed that up with the series with Co and the series with BV and the series with Wartburg. And we went on a little bit of a skid after that UD series, and it's just losing a couple close ones here and there. And, you know, getting the win in Game 2 or 3 against Wartburg, on Day 2 against Wartburg, you know, that was a huge win. And it's just finding a way to win those close ones throughout. And the way you do that is play consistently and play better early in the game. We saw a lot of mistakes that we made early on and in the middle innings of games come back to bite us at the end when we do make a little bit of a push. We look good. We find a way to get back in the game. It's a little bit too little too late because we weren't consistent enough. And that's the main conversation that we've been having as a coaching staff is the consistency from at-bat to at-bat, inning to inning in the field, inning to inning on the mound, not only showing our potential, but being able to put together what we're capable of on an inning-by-inning basis.
And again, we're talking to head coach of the Central College baseball team, Adam Carey, here on today's Daily Radio Sports page. Now kind of coming back and touching on some of those players. This was a young squad this year. Talking about some of that youth as well. Going to bring back a lot of talent that's going to have that experience both in non-conference play and in conference play now. Would you look at that group as a whole of what will be coming back? What's some of the things that excite you the most about the growth this team made so the next year they can flip the script and, you know, maybe make a run in the American Rivers Conference Tournament and try to reach maybe the national tournament, should you be able to get that automatic bid or maybe make the NPI swing in your guys' favor?
Yeah, I think, you know, the things that excite me the most is seeing what we were capable of and seeing the ability, you know. Garrett Gunther getting the nod as a second team all conference player this year was really awesome to see out of him. You know, he put together great at bats all season. Dom De La Paz had a really good year also behind the plate and saw some streakiness in the box, right? You know, he had 11 home runs on the season, but then had some stretches where he really struggled in the box. And just putting those things together is something that I think this group is really capable of, next year's group. And being able to see what we could show this year, as well as understanding, hey, there's a lot of growth that's going to be needed in this offseason moving forward. You know, Braden Sawyer is a guy who I would say was the most consistent. You know what you're going to get every single day. That's a guy that we're returning next year, and being able to, for him to come back and utilize his voice, come back and show the younger guys that are coming in next year and that maybe didn't get as many reps on the field this year that are returning. Being able to use his voice and show what it takes to be that consistent, not only his actions, but his voice as well. And then, you know, Garrett having the year that he had in the box, sophomore year, you don't always know what you're going to get in year two out of a player. That was a huge step forward. So him being able to, again, utilize his experience from a leadership standpoint. And Dom, you know, having Dom back for a fifth year this year is going to be great. He's a true captain. And it's something that we don't assign captains or anything like that. We see leadership, you know, it shows up. The leaders show you who the leaders are throughout the year. And Dom's definitely one of those guys, and he has been pretty much since the day he stepped foot on campus. So having those guys back is really exciting in the box. And then on the mound, I thought where we were most consistent this year was on the mound. And when you're throwing a freshman on a Friday night, you don't always know if you're going to get that consistency. And generally speaking, Jackson Torbett did that for us this year. That was really, really exciting to see. And we're excited to be able to see him do whatever he does the next 3 years here. He's got a different level of work ethic. He's a really talented player, and we're excited about that. Mark Kenny, you know, getting all conference as well this year, got the second team nod. Talk about consistency, that he embodies that. Max Steinlage shows us the upside on the mound, shows us the ability, what he's capable of. Again, we just got to put that together and be a little bit more consistent, as well as our bullpen arms. You know, Turner Williams, Bryce Hessig, Briar Wiley, those guys showed us a lot this year. Eli Rouse, who got quite a few appearances but not a ton of innings. Those are all names that we're really excited about returning for us next year.
Absolutely. And looking at the upperclassmen that will be leaving the program, I know that as a coach, it's never fun when you get to know those guys. And I know that when we talk about the lineup, there was a lot of youth, so not a lot of guys that were on the field a lot that are going to be leaving this program, but great leaders and guys who have been through, you know, a little bit of turnover here at Central, but have stuck with the program and continue to help build this team, build this culture, and get the Dutch in the direction that they want to go.
Yeah, those seven seniors, I can't thank them enough for everything that they did for the program and then sticking with us the way they did. You know, they had every opportunity to bow out of the program. You know, they came in to play for one coach. They had another coach their first 2 years. And then they had me their last 2 years. They had every opportunity to cause problems or leave or not be part of this anymore. And instead, they really dug their heels in and bought into what we're trying to do. And they're great, great people. They were awesome leaders throughout the year this year, throughout their time here. The guys like Caleb Douglas, who he was in our lineup most days, but really carved himself out a role throughout his 4 years here. He's going to go on and be very successful in his life. And the things that he instilled upon the younger guys here, they're going to remember. So that's something, you know, you look at Wes Hamer, he's a guy who had scattered innings throughout his career here, amazing person, awesome worker, really good leader. Then, you know, same with Luke Ackerman, Patrick Kraftel, Christian Murphy, Chase Williamson. You know, all those guys did so much for our program. And that's something that we can't, there is only so much you can ask when you're going through the transitions that these guys had to go through, and the type of people that they are has really helped our program move forward in the right direction. They're leaving it better than they found it. And that's something that we talk a lot about with our upperclassmen is, hey, leave the program better than you found it. And those guys did just that.
Coach, appreciate the time as always. Again, congrats on another, on year number two here with the Dutch. And again, looking forward to seeing the continued improvements of this squad as you try to find your way back into the American Rivers Conference Tournament. Looking forward to next year.
Awesome. Thanks, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was Adam Carey, head coach of the Central College baseball team, here on today's Lely Radio Sports page.